I have those senior moments. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Those forgetful, confused, anxious moments when you wonder where your mind went. A few years ago, it was quite unsettling, but recently I've decided to enjoy the excitement and humor of these experiences. Take, for instance, the cold, rainy day I went to Winn-Dixie for bread and cheerwine. Of course, I ended up with a basket full of groceries and forgot the bread. On my way out, I realized I would need the umbrella I had taken in the store with me. It was nowhere in sight. I turned the buggy around, went back to the checkout counter, and asked the nice young beggar if I'd left my umbrella there. "Is it red and blue with a wooden handle?" she asked. What a relief she'd seen it. Then she asked if it was the one hanging on my wrist. There was a time I was traveling from Hickory to Raleigh. I had managed to find my way onto I-40 and was enjoying the drive. That is, until I saw the sign that said Asheville, 30 miles. Another time I was driving to Epcot Center. The only problem was the road went to Cypress Gardens. Oh well, I had a wonderful 2 days there. Epcot can wait. One day I was excited about meeting a new friend. He suggested we get together at McDonald's at the intersection of Highways 54 and 55. I arrived early, congratulating myself on finding the place. 30 minutes later, he walked in and asked me, "Why are you at Wendy's?" Last week, I pulled in the parking lot at Duke Medical Center, where I'm a subject in a geriatric memory research project. As I got out of the car, I realized that I had left my pocketbook in Raleigh. No ID, no credit card, no cash. All through the MRI, the drawing of shapes, the connecting of lines of capillary tests, the retelling of stories, and the endless questions about my sleep habits, medications, moods, religion, and sex, I kept wondering how I could pay for the dinner and play I had promised a Chapel Hill friend. Not to worry. When I picked her up, she graciously agreed to take care of everything. She even gave me $5 for gas. Sometimes being absent-minded pays off. Sometimes it doesn't, like the time I left my back door wide open the whole week I was in Pittsburgh. I spent lots of time wondering where, oh, where I parked my car, put my keys, my calendar, my glasses, my everything. I find myself in the basement, the kitchen, the yard, wondering why I'm there. It's hard to remember the books I've read until I get near the end the second or third time, and remembering names is really challenging. I have to admit it ceases to be amusing when the name is my own. You're probably wondering why I can laugh at any of these pathetic senior moments. Well, it's because I'm so happy that I can still remember most of the times when I have forgotten. This is Nancy Peeler-Keppel.
And this is your NPR station, 91.5 WUNC.